Okay, it is time for another bedtime story. But before we do, Aurora and Cohen just got back, well, we all got back from a really long bike trip. Do you guys want to tell us about the bike trip, Aurora and Cohen?
Let's hear it.
I went on the Wii U with my dad.
The Wii U is a little attachment. It's like a bar that comes out the back of my bike seat. It has a wheel and a seat. And Cohen rode behind me. And we went, how many miles did we go, you guys? We did more than 20 on our first day. It was almost like 100 miles. It was crazy. It's like a big, kind of like a family reunion in Colorado going through the mountains. And we did bikes. Mom and dad totally cheated and rode e-bikes. But we were also pulling kids. So I think we get a pass on that. Aurora, on the other hand, Aurora was switching off with her cousin Chloe on a normal bike. Aurora, what was the highlight for you from that trip?
Well, going on the tag-along was kind of fun. So,
tell us what a tag-along is.
A tag-along is like kind of like a Wii-Hoo, but it's like a bike attached to another bike. So you can pedal with it just at the same pace and stuff. But you have handballs to hold on, but they can't move because you can't steer them.
But you also switched off and rode a real bike too. And that first day, we did almost 50 miles going up Vail Pass in Colorado. It was beautiful. Man, I was amazed you guys got to the top. I thought by the end of the week, I was going to look like Tom Hanks at the end of Castaway. I thought I was going to be like a shriveled prune of a man. But we survived. Not only survived, but we had a good time, right, guys?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. It was an adventure for sure. Yeah, Cohen, what's up?
And every time when it was nighttime, we stayed in a hotel.
Whoa, that's like the kids' favorite part is getting to swim at a hotel. Anyway, okay, well that's...
We're going to do a ninja story.
I don't know if we're going to do a ninja story. I'm not feeling ninja. Let's do a fairy story because we left off on the fairy story in the last one that we did. Okay, I'll have to think about a ninja story for the next one, okay? But I'm feeling fairies. I'm feeling fairies tonight. So, do you guys want to come up with a theme song? We always forget.
Da, 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 da.
Wow. That sounded like a fairy song.
Da, 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 da.
Oh, your face. That was awesome. Oh, that sounded like a really ominous fairy song. Like, they're going to be a bunch of dark, intense, mean fairies. Like, dun.
What's so funny, punk?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right. Aurora and Cohen had gone on many, many adventures with the fairies. There was a colony of fairies that lived in their front yard, up nestled in under the trees, under the slanting tree. They would sometimes go over there when they had a little extra time before bed, and they would shrink down to the size of fairies and help the fairies out with different missions, different quests. And the last time that Aurora and Cohen got to go see the fairies, Aurora was rewarded with something very special. Do you remember what that was, Aurora?
It was a magical mirror that helped made it so I can see Chloe.
Chloe's Aurora's cousin, she's very close to. And ever since then, Aurora had hidden this secret magic mirror in her closet.
That's not where we started off. Remember, Cohen got an earth rock.
And Cohen got an earth rock, that's right. And what does Cohen's earth rock do?
You like hold it and you... Close your eyes and you concentrate, and it makes the stuff.
It like moves the earth and stuff, right? And Cohen, since then, would sometimes go out back, and if he wanted to dig a deep hole or make a big ramp for his bike, he'd take that magical rock that the fairies gave him, he'd squeeze it tight and close his eyes, and he'd picture a ramp being built, and the ground would bubble, and there'd be a ramp in the dirt, and Cohen would ride his bike. He's like, yeah, this is awesome! And he'd ride really fast, and go, yeah! And then he'd launch over the fence, not awesome! And fall down the hill and get hurt a little bit. Aurora, on the other hand, would hit her magical mirror in her closet, would sometimes open it up and talk to her best buddy, Chloe. And they would sometimes, what was amazing about the magic mirror is not only could you see whoever you wanted to see, but you could step through the mirror and visit that person. So sometimes Aurora would open her closet door, call for Chloe, and Chloe would appear in the mirror, and Aurora would jump through the mirror and go play at Chloe's house in Colorado. And then when she heard her mom calling for her, she'd quickly jump out and close the closet door. Aurora and Cohen were having a blast. But there was just one problem. Cohen was trying to see if he can do actual magic tricks. He was practicing magic tricks. He would take a coin that he had saved up and he'd put it in his hand and he'd say, abracadabra, and he'd go like this and try to make it disappear. And they weren't using their magic hats because he didn't want to cheat. He wanted to see if he could figure out the art of magic. And he was having a really hard time. And Aurora said, come on, just put on the magic hat. It's not a big deal. Just use that. And Cohen's like, no, I want to try to do it without the hat. So Cohen would practice and practice. He'd try to pull things out of other hats. Like he'd see if he'd close his eyes and picture a rabbit and reach into Dad's hat. And he'd pull out nothing but a couple of hairs. It was really disappointing. And Aurora, one day, was practicing the piano. She had just started piano lessons and was jamming out, playing a little Hot Cross Buns. And Aurora was very proud of her progress, and she wanted to show the fairies what she could do. So she told Cohen, while he was in the middle of practicing a magic trick, that they should go get the fairies and bring them quietly and discreetly into the house, let them flutter up into a room or up to the windowsill so Aurora could play the piano for them. And so they went outside. They shrunk down. Two wings popped out behind their backs. And they fluttered over into the fairy village. And the fairy village, once you got small enough, actually looked quite large. The blades of grass were like tall jungle trees, and the mushrooms had been made into big houses with little windows with shutters, and warm light poured out, and they had wooden doors that were covered in moss. And there were little huts made of twigs, little dome huts and teepees made of stone and rock, or stone and wood. And at the end of the plaza of the fairy kingdom was the castle. And Aurora wanted more than anything to show off her piano skills to the fairy prince. And she fluttered up to the door and gave it a couple knocks. Wow, you are getting musical, Cohen said.
I know, it's the piano lessons.
And Aurora thought she'd try it again. Okay, we get the point, Cohen said. And Aurora stopped. All right, all right. And they waited and waited, but nobody came to the door.
Is it kind of quiet out here? Aurora said.
And Cohen and Aurora looked around, and sure enough, there wasn't a single fairy in the kingdom.
Where did they all go?
And they went from house to house, knocking on doors, looking in windows, trying to find the fairies, but there were no fairies around. Well, why don't we just use your magic mirror to find the fairies?
Cohen, that's a great idea.
And so they fluttered up through the house, and they were careful because as soon as they fluttered into the house, their mom walked by through in the hallway with the baby, and they had to quickly stop and flutter around behind mom's head, and mom felt a little tickle behind her head. What the? And she whirled around, and Conan and Aurora whirled around and stayed behind her head. And they fluttered, and their mom looked around, squinting her eyes. She could hear something. She whirled around again. What the? Ah! And Aurora and Conan quickly fluttered and hid behind their mom's head. And Conan tried to hold his breath because he was breathing so heavily. Oh, those bees are in the house again, Mom said. And she went to go lay the baby down. And Aurora and Conan let out a sigh of relief as they fluttered to the other side of the house and reached Aurora's room. And with all their might, because they were just itty-bitty fairies, they held on to one of the knobs of the closet together and went, 1, 2, 3, yeah! And with their little tiny fairy bodies, they pulled the closet door open, and there was the magic mirror. And they fluttered up in front of the mirror, and Aurora said, "Show us the fairies." And the mirror flashed, and there were the fairies. It looked like they were by a pond. "What the? Is that the park by our house?" Aurora said. She couldn't tell what the fairies were doing, but she wanted to be a part of it because it looked fun, whatever it was. So Aurora and Conan fluttered into the mirror, and just as they passed through the glass, they felt a little tingle up and down their body. And Aurora felt that little tingle every time she passed through the mirror. It was the feeling that they got when they passed through this magical pixie barrier into another place. And just when they stepped through their room, their little fairy feet landed on dirt. And they looked around. "This is the park," Conan said. "Whoa, that was so cool. Okay, let's go see what the fairies are doing." And they fluttered up off the ground and flew through the lush trees, past all the berry bushes, and there was an apple tree and a plum tree, and they reached the pond. And the sun was setting, and it was starting to get dark, but there were twinkling lights fluttering over the pond and over the lily pads. And Aurora said, "Look, there they are." And she pointed, and the twinkling lights were fairies flying over the pond. And any of the bystanders who were walking around the pond, any humans, full-size humans, they just looked at the fairies, and because they were so small and they were far away, they just thought they were fireflies. So they looked at him and pointed at how beautiful they looked, but kept walking away and not paying attention. And meanwhile, Aurora was reuniting with the fairy clan. "There you guys are!" She flew up to the closest fairy, who was glowing bright yellow. "Aurora, welcome back! Oh, I thought you were going to come!" It was the fairy prince. "What do you mean you thought I was going to come?" "We sent you an invitation," the fairy prince said, and he was dressed in golden fairy armor and had a Zaxxilan sword sheathed at his waist. He was very handsome. And the fairy prince said, "Didn't you get my invitation?" "No?" His eyes were bouncing around. "Conan, did you get the invitation?" She looked at Conan. "Was it like a little green piece of paper on your pillow?" And Aurora looked at the fairy prince. "Yes, it was," the fairy prince said. "Oh, I turned that into a paper airplane," Conan said. "Oh, Conan!" And Aurora slugged his arm. "I'm sorry, it was just sitting there." "What was the invitation for?" Aurora asked. "It was for the Pixie Pie celebration we do every year. I wanted you both to be a part of it," the fairy prince said. "Well, what is it exactly?" "Well, come, you came just in time. We just arrived and we're almost done setting up." And the prince took Aurora by the hand and started fluttering down towards the lily pads. And they looked down, and there on the water, all the fairies were pushing the floating lily pads together to form a big lily pad space in the middle of the pond. And they were setting up little twig tables with little stone chairs. And they were taking the beautiful white flowers and surrounding the lily pad floating dining area on the water, and so it was surrounded by all these flowers, and they kept bringing flowers, and it was beautiful. And they strung little pixie lanterns from spider web attached to twigs over the tables, and it looked like the most beautiful setting Aurora had ever seen, and the light from the pixie lanterns and the glow of the fairies twinkled in the reflection of the water as it got darker and darker. "Now, what do we do?" Aurora asked. "Well, just sit down and enjoy. We're almost ready." And Aurora and Cohen sat down, and as they did, they watched as all the fairies fluttered into the fruit trees and the berry bushes, and their lights twinkled deep in the leaves. And every time a light emerged, a fairy came back holding a berry or an apple or a plum or some kind of sweet fruit. And they came back and off under a rock on the shore of the pond, one of the fairies, a really plump one, had made a pixie fire oven, and he was rolling little dough, and as the fairies brought him the berries, he smashed the berries into the dough and made them into little round pies and stuck it into the little pixie fire oven made from the stone just beyond the water. And Aurora and Cohen watched and wondered, are they making pie? And sure enough, one by one, toasty warm fruit pies, pixie pies, were brought out of that little tiny oven and fluttered up over to the lily pad dining area and set on the tables in front of all the fairies and in front of Cohen and Aurora. "I love pie," Cohen said. "Oh, let's do it. I love it. Oh, this is an apple pie. I love apple pie," Aurora said. "Oh, I got a cherry pie," Cohen said. And they went to go touch it, and they felt a little tingle in their fingers, and it wasn't a tingle from warmth. It was a tingle from the pixie magic, because the pies were made with magic. And Cohen, when he felt that feeling, he just wished that he had a little bit of that magic. "I wish I could make these with magic," Cohen said. "You can," the prince told him. And he turned and looked at the prince who was sitting next to him. "What? Yes, you are a fairy. You have pixie. When you turn into a fairy, you have pixie magic. It takes some getting used to, but just wave your hand around, imagine what you want to do, and eventually it'll happen. How do you think we do it?" "I never thought of that," Cohen said. "All right." And Cohen looked at his pie, and he waved his hand over it, and he imagined the pie getting bigger and bigger, and he chuckled to himself, "I'm going to get so fat." And he closed his eyes and waved his hand, and all of a sudden he felt something pushing up against him, like, what the? And he opened his eyes, and his pie was so big it was sinking him. His lily pad was sinking into the water. "Help! Help! Help!" And Aurora quickly waved her hand, and the pie shrunk back, and and Cohen splashed out of the water. Oh, it worked, and that was awesome! "Cohen, you about sunk yourself, and now your pie's all wet. I'll make it dry." And Cohen went, and he waved his hand over it, and the pie went, and just turned into a puff of dust. "That was a little too dry." And Aurora waved her hand over the dust, and it went, a little drop of dew splashed onto the dust, and the pie reappeared. And they both cut into their pies, and they took a bite, and as they did, it felt like there were pop rocks in their mouth. There were little poppy, twinkling sensations in their mouth as they chewed on the warm, delicious fruit pie, and it seemed to like sparkle as they swallowed it, and their tummy tickled and sparkled inside. "This is crazy," Cohen said. "Oh, man, it's like there are fireworks going off in my stomach." And he waved his hand over his tummy. Uh-oh. His tummy started to shake and smoke. "Oh, no, here it comes!" And he opened his mouth, and a firework came shooting out of his mouth and popped over the night sky, and all the fairies clapped. Yay! And Cohen's like, no, it's not supposed to be happening. And everybody claps some more. Hooray! Oh, this is not funny, guys. This is a problem. And more fireworks. And pretty soon a whole finale came out. And everybody watched, and Aurora was like, okay, Cohen, that's enough. And she waved her hand over her stomach, and all the fireworks stopped. Oh, that was crazy. And as they looked up at the last firework that exploded and sparkled above them,
They saw a shadow fly overhead. It came and was gone. Aurora and Cohen tilted their heads and squinted up at the night sky, and they saw it again. This time the shadow was much darker, much closer. Two shadows swooped overhead. Prince? Aurora said. And she nudged the prince, who was sitting and enjoying his pie. And the prince looked at her and said, yes? Look up, she said. And the prince looked up, and as he did, a dark crow swooped right over the table. And all the fairies gasped, crows! The prince shouted, and he pulled his axe, and shing! And a bunch of the fairy warriors pulled their axes. And just then, they looked up to see a dozen big black crows swooping over their tables. And as they swooped, they pecked at the pies. And they picked up the pies, and Cohen and Aurora pulled their Zaxlins. Let's go! And they...
And I flew up and sliced off one of its wings.
Oh my goodness, and Aurora cut the feathers off of one of the wings. And the crow shrieked, and another crow came up to Cohen, and it jabbed its beak.
And then I jump on one, and I'm like, whoa, whoa, and I fall off.
Cohen tried to ride one, but it did a barrel roll, and he fell off. Whoa! But another one tried to peck him with its beak, and Cohen blocked it with the sword. Whoosing, whoosing, ting, ting, ting. With every peck of the beak, Cohen parried and blocked. Whoosing, and he spun around with his fairy wings. Whoosing, and he ran along the back of a crow and jumped off and swatted at another crow. Whoosing, but that crow blocked his blow with the beak. And Aurora and Cohen flew with the other fairy warriors as they fought with the crows. Whoosing, and some of the crows were getting away with the pies. They're getting away with the pixie pies! The prince shouted. And they went. And they flew as fast as they could towards the crows. And Cohen held out his Zaxlin sword. And he pointed at a crow. And he said, stop it, you filthy beaver! And he said that was the only thing he could think to say. But as he did, a streak of lightning shot out of his sword. And poof! An explosion of black feathers fluttered out in front of him. And then he heard a splash. And Cohen and Aurora and all the fairies and all the crows stopped fighting. And they looked down at the water that was rippling. And something furry and wet poked its head out of the water.
I just turned into a beaver,
said a beaver. And Cohen and Aurora looked at each other, and Aurora said, nice job, Cohen! You did it! And she gave him a high five. And Cohen's like, that was amazing. And the beaver, he looked down, and all the crows were looking at their crow friend that had just turned into a beaver, and they waited for them to get really mad and start attacking, and they got in their attacking positions. But the beaver stepped out of the water. First he swam out. He patted his flat tail against the ground. And he wiped his two buck teeth. And he looked around and he looked at his body.
This is incredible,
the beaver said. And Aurora said, what?
I've always wanted to be a beaver.
You always wanted to be a beaver?
Yeah. I always fly over this pond and I see the beavers and I think, wow, I wish I had teeth like that. And they make really good dams.
Yeah, they do. Well, I want to be a beaver, said one of the crows. Okay. And Aurora and Cohen pointed their Zaxlin sword and said, become a beaver. And a lightning bolt went poof, and it burst into a burst of explosion of feathers and splash. That crow became a feather. And another one, splash, splash. Pretty soon they turned all the crows into plump, furry beavers. This is amazing, one of the beavers said, doing a backflip out of the water.
I've always wanted to swim.
And they swam and swam and swam Why did you attack us? Awar finally said, interrupting their joyful banter. And the beaver looked down at the water.
We always watch you guys. Every year have your pixie pie celebration, and all we want is just a bite of pie, they said.
Oh, well, why don't you just come and join us? Awar told them. And the beavers looked at each other and back at Awar.
Can we really? And Awar said,
well, yeah, right, fairies? And she looked at the fairies, and the fairies looked at each other. They never invited another critter to their pixie pie celebration, but they nodded and said, okay. And so the beavers swam up next to the lily pads, and the fairies fluttered back down to the little tables, and they started dishing up the pies, not just to the fairies, but to the beavers. And the beavers cracked jokes, and the fairies never knew how funny the crows had been if they only had a chance to talk to them. And they sat there late into the night eating pie, until finally, towards the end of the night, Aurora and Cohen realized how late it was. We gotta get home, they said. Hurry! And they sheathed their Zaxxlan swords, and they said their goodbyes, and they packed a little pixie pie in their pocket for later, and they fluttered up over the pond, over the trees, down the street, over the streetlights, down through the chimney of their house, into their beds. And as they did, their bodies grew and grew and grew. And the light turned off as they lay in bed. And Aurora was trying to fall asleep, but she smelled something sweet. Cohen, do you smell that?
What? I don't know what you're talking about. I don't smell anything.
You don't smell that?
No, I don't smell anything. Uh-uh, nothing.
Well, why are you talking like that? I'm talking like what? Cohen. And Aurora went and flipped on the lights, and Cohen had a giant pie the size of his body laying next to him in the bed. Leave me alone, he said. You are sharing. Cohen, Aurora, are you in bed? Hurry, help me tuck it under the bed. And Aurora and Cohen pushed it off the bed and tucked it under the bed and quickly pushed the blanket so it hung over the bed and hid the pie. And just as they jumped back in bed, Mom and Dad opened the door. Are you guys falling asleep in here? And Cohen was huffing and puffing. Yeah, we're just going to bed. What's that on your face? And Cohen's eyes bulged. He had a big cherry stain on his cheeks. Oh, just blood. And their mom and dad looked at each other. Are you okay? Yeah. No, I'm really good. I just, hit my face, but I'm all good. Okay, well, maybe you should wash that blood off. Let us know if you need a Band-Aid.
I will.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Good night. And their mom and dad shut the door. Cohen licked his cheek. And they went to bed, laughing and giggling and thinking about the amazing pixie pie celebration. The end.
Can we have to share?
Oh, that was pretty wild. I didn't know where that was going, but yeah. Yeah, hold on, careful.
Daddy, can you fast forward that part? It's so funny.
What? What do you mean fast forward that part?
Can you make episodes out of it? Can you just say that part again?
You mean you want me to rewind and say that part again?
When he figures out that.
Oh my gosh, now you guys want me to rewind? I don't even remember what I said. How about this? I recorded it so you can go back and we can listen to it. Another night. Maybe tomorrow night. Okay? Okay. All right. Say goodnight. Shh. Calm down. All right. Say goodnight. Should we sing a song? You want to sing a bedtime song?
Okay.
Okay. What song should we sing? You guys want to sing a song? Okay.
Dun, 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 dun.
Okay. That's like...
Dun, 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 dun.
All right. How about Edelweiss? Let's sing Edelweiss. How about that?
Edelweiss. Edelweiss, every morning greet me, small and white, clean and bright. You look happy to me, to me. Blossom, oh snow, may you bloom and grow, bloom and grow forever. Edelweiss, Edelweiss, bless my homeland forever. Good night, you guys. Love you.